So much of our lives have been altered and impacted by the global health crisis we've been dealing with in recent weeks. Sometimes you just may find yourself asking, what is the same and what can I count on? This is Lisa Berry, and we talk about art a lot on 89.1 WEMU, all kinds of art. And there is one local artist still at it, despite the coronavirus pandemic, creating little bits of joy all over town. And he's joining us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome, David Zinn. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm glad to hear you're still in one piece.
In case you don't know, David Zinn is a noted chalk artist. He's been creating original artwork in and around Ann Arbor since 1987. He's achieved global notoriety through the creation of temporary. He's big on it being temporary street drawings created completely with chalk. Not to mention, we got to get this in, the highly touted WEMU Puppysaurus featured on T-shirts. So I'm assuming now with a lot of people staying home that that may have opened up a wider creative palette for you. So what have you been up to these days?
Well, it has been an interesting mixed bag. I'm counting blessings in a lot of ways that I'm not as adversely affected by a lot of people I know, and certainly the huge number of people I don't know by this change. Very lucky that my chosen form of art doesn't require the involvement of other people in its creation. I know people who are performing artists who suddenly can't do gigs, and even a theater group that I used to work with that had to cancel its entire operatic performance, which hadn't happened since JFK got shot.
Hmm.
And so I feel really lucky that the kind of art that I use to survive, both, you know, career-wise, but more importantly, psychologically, only requires me and a surface to draw on. Obviously, the one person who would be in a better position than I am would be a person who likes to draw indoors, whereas I feel compelled to draw outside. But you're right. There are places on the sidewalk I've never been able to draw before because I would have tripped somebody by accident or been in the way. And right now, those places are wide open.
I follow you on Facebook and Instagram and just occasionally to the store, but that's a whole other conversation. And I see that you have been putting some creative art out there. Is that recent? Are you doing it like in the last week or so?
Oh, yes. I'm hoping that I'm interpreting the stay-at-home order correctly, that since this is a big part of my actual job, I'm the only person who works for my company. And so the one way I can keep my company afloat is to continue to make art. And I am very careful. I social distance. I wear a mask. And up until the point where people come to see what I'm doing, it's actually far more isolated than anything else I might do that day, other than staying home. So it's been actually a good opportunity that I have free time in my schedule in the place of now inconceivable long-distance projects, which were about to happen when the shutdown came along. And so now, instead of drawing in other parts of the country, I can draw within walking distance of my house, which is really my happy place anyway, to be honest.
I was going to ask you, I know that you have created chalk art all over the world. Did you have some gigs coming up that may or may not be taking place now?
I did have one get canceled, well, delayed, I hope, just delayed, in Southern California. That I was very much looking forward to because I've been there once before. And so I already know the streets. I already have them in my head and all these places I was looking forward to drawing on that I didn't get to last time. And that has been put on hold optimistically until October. Luckily, the other ones currently on the calendar, I had already noticed this with some pleasure, were mostly in Michigan or very close to Michigan, which is, I was already thinking that that's nice because it means I can just pile all the chalk I might possibly need into a car and drive there instead of going through the embarrassing process of trying to get chalk on a plane, which has always been problematic because it turns a funny color in the x-ray machine and then they want to know why you're carrying little bright green sticks of doom onto the airplane. And now it's still up in the air which events will still be allowed to happen, but I'm glad that they are all, you know, sort of catch as catch can and try not to have too many expectations about the future and assume that something is going to work out.
During a global health pandemic, where do you find your creativity or inspiration from to create these great chalk art things we're seeing all over town?
Well, to be honest, I think it's been a mixed bag, a little bit of a conundrum as an artist. I think all artists are having this problem in one form or another, that I am making these drawings usually for my own mental health. They help me process things and work through them. But I also would, I like to be able to share them primarily when I share them online as a respite from whatever else is happening in the world. I'm aware that I have followers of every stripe of political orientation and philosophical belief, people I might disagree with quite vigorously if we had a conversation. But I'm gratified to see that the drawings seem to sit in a middle ground where we can agree, like, oh, but this is nice, in part because it's not trying to solve those problems. So for a while, I was determined not to let the virus dictate what I drew, because I would hate for people to click on my page and then see even more of a reminder of all the stressful stuff we're dealing with right now. But over time, it just was unavoidable. It's part of the mass psyche of the world right now. So it seems kind of shallow and certainly untherapeutic for me to pretend that that's not a thing right now. So it's creeping in, hopefully in ways that are therapeutic for me and for other people, but hopefully not taking over the conversation so much that nothing else joyful is allowed to exist. That's my goal.
Are you vowing to continue to be out there and create these for as long as it takes? That's what we talk about here on WEMU.
Oh, yes. The weather is only going to get more and more, you know, amenable to this, which will create maybe an extra problem because, like I said, I don't want to be the cause of any kind of gathering and failure of social distancing. I may have to hide in more removed corners, which will be an interesting new experiment. But until I'm told by officials that I'm not allowed to leave my house, I'm going to find some rock in my backyard that wants to be art as my way of processing this experience and hopefully helping other people process it as well.
Would you normally be out and about creating at this time of the year?
Oh, yes. I started doing this as a shameless procrastinatory device. It was an excuse to be outside on a really, really, really nice day where I was just so desperate to find any reason not to stay indoors and do my work that this came up as the one option that I didn't have to be too ashamed of because I was still making art at least. But I got so drawn to it as a way of processing this creative urge that my idea of a nice day has expanded to include almost every kind of weather that isn't lethal. So already, starting a couple of months ago, there'd be a day that was 41 degrees, and a little voice in my head would say, hey, it's 40 degrees, it's over 40 degrees. So there is an opportunity to be taken, even with all the obstacles that are in the way.
And yet they get washed away by the rain, which always makes me sad, but you're okay with that, right?
Well, yes, as we've probably discussed before, it doesn't instinctively make sense, but it's knowing that it will get washed away that takes away a lot of the anxiety of creating art. Because creating art that's going to be permanent, it sparks a lot of concern about who's going to see this. Are they going to like it? Is it worth permanently changing this piece of the landscape? These are all things that get in the way of just enjoying making art. And so any time that I have any voice like that pop in my head, any doubt of like, well, I don't know if this is coming out very well, I have an easy answer, which is shut up. It doesn't matter. It'll be gone in a few hours.
But there are books and calendars available. If somebody wants one, how can they find it?
I have all of my books and calendars and tote bags and coffee mugs up at zinart.com or zinart.com/store if you want to go straight to that part of it. I would, of course, be very grateful if anyone maybe needs a coffee mug to make it clear that that's their coffee mug in the house, so no one else uses their coffee mug to make glitter art, which I hear is a problem that some families have been having. Then I would be very appreciative. It would help make up for some of the other projects that have been canceled. And it's worth mentioning that since, as with my social media, I am the only person in my company, anything that people order from my website is processed by me. And so if you want something doodled on it, I got a lot of time on my hands. So I would appreciate the opportunity just to ask, and I'd be happy to do it.
Local chalk artist David Zinn, thanks so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU, and we look forward to seeing your creations as time goes by and we get through this all together. Thanks in part due to your art.
Oh, thanks. That's very sweet.